Rinpoche would like to wish everyone a very good evening, with the further wish that your knowledge coming from listening, reflecting, and meditating will grow and develop to the benefit of limitless beings.
Tout d'abord, bonsoir à tout le monde.
Nous sommes en Dieu dans un Dieu de mort et dans un Dieu de mort. Tout le monde est l'homme dans le Dieu de l'homme. Tout le monde est dans le Dieu de l'homme. Tout le monde est dans le Dieu de l'homme. Tout le monde est dans le
Please begin by giving rise to the bodhicitta, the supreme attitude of wishing to accomplish complete and perfect Buddhahood for the sake of sentient beings countless in their numbers as space is limitless in its extent. And in order to do so, we will listen to, reflect over, and meditate on genuine teachings.
Veuillez bien développer d'abord cette attitude.
Ne talam gombo dodo che o matawa kira razi ni kita den ke nani yesa bade doye. Ta sinje sinje lo ta kutan da lo di.
The teaching for this evening will be a brief explanation of the subject of erroneous thinking, or we could say error or misinterpretation, as this is treated of in a text by the guardian Nagarjuna, in a text called The Knowledge Which Is Fundamental to the Middle Way, or the Mula Madhyamaka Karikas, which consists of 27 separate chapters. And from this chapter, examining error, there is a verse which says, all karmic acts occur in interdependence on pleasant, unpleasant, and what is erroneous. Any such act is without an inherent makeup, and therefore afflicted states are not valid either. In this connection, it should be clear that afflicted states of mind, the kleshas, in a relative sense, are only something produced through a collection of causes and conditions. Hence, one can say there are afflicted states, but genuinely speaking, authentically speaking, or that is to say, in terms of their basic nature, they do not actually exist.
Ainsi, on peut affirmer que
te jyotse kaya jnana nyomo ba khane jere yorte yor dupa te yedo wala te ne dhocha che vata mudopa la te de yedan che vata sinche lo te norwa la te de tomo che va yin yang gunzo nangda yang tapa dupa tam mudopa tam sinche lo nam
If you are wondering why is this so, what is the reason? The reason is that afflicted states of mind occur in relation to some object. So, for example, if there is what one considers a pleasant object, this will give rise to the klesha, or the afflicted state, referred to as desire or passion. If there is an unpleasant object, this will give rise to anger or aggression, aversion. And if there is an erroneous or if one is in error with respect to some object, this will give rise to ignorance or stupidity. Relatively speaking, there is a mere appearance of these afflicted states, but in their actual nature, pleasant, unpleasant, and erroneous objects do not exist, and therefore the afflicted states of mind do not exist either. An object with respect to which one generates desire. Let's consider a beautiful flower. The actual nature of the flower transcends having any inherent makeup which is either singular or multiple. And therefore, even though the flower is produced as a mere appearance, in its actual nature it does not exist. It has no inherent makeup. And because the flower, which is the object of passion, has no inherent makeup, the passion which is conceived by observing the flower has no inherent makeup either. To present this in the form of a logical syllogism, we could say, given a beautiful flower as the object with respect to which one gives rise to desire as the subject, it has no inherent makeup because it is beyond any makeup which could be described as singular or multiple, like, for example, a flower in a dream.
Tena
We could also present a syllogism from the point of view of the desire. We could say, given the desire, or we say, given the desiring mind which observes the flower as its object, this desire does not exist with an inherent need makeup, because the object which is producing the desire does not exist with an inherent makeup. As, for example, a flower in a dream, and a desire for a flower in a dream. The causes and conditions producing the desire are without inherent makeup, and since they are not existing with inherent makeup, is what is known as the transcendental knowledge or prajnaparamita. Also, the very essence of the desire does not exist with an inherent makeup. That too is prajnaparamita. If one then gains rigorous certainty as to the fact that the causes and conditions producing desire have no inherent makeup, and accustoms oneself to that in meditation. And similarly, if one gains rigorous certainty that the essence of the desire has no inherent makeup, and accustoms oneself to meditation on that, then one is very close to the Vajrayana. The object with respect to which one gives rise to anger or aversion, that too is beyond having any sort of makeup which is singular or multiple. And since the object with respect to which the anger arises has no solid makeup, the anger does not exist with any inherent makeup either.
Pumpunga,
Let us consider the unpleasant object in this context. What would be a case of that? A case of that would be an enemy. It sometimes happens that our friends or those who are close to us are angry at us, but that is not the case we are considering here. We are considering a case of someone who is whom we consider completely annoying, completely unpleasant, completely disgusting, an enemy. This enemy, this disgusting person, does not exist with any solid makeup, because we think of the enemy as being one person, one one personality. However, if you look more closely, the person is constituted by five different collections of things called the five skandhas. So the singleness of the enemy has broken down into a fivefold partition. So the enemy is not one thing. So you cannot say that there is one enemy, or the enemy is just one. Then one might turn it around and think, well, then there must be five different enemies, since it's made out of this. What I thought was one is now five. There must be five enemies to cope with. But that is not the case either. If there was not one enemy actually existing there with a solid makeup, there could not be five either. The enemy is beyond being either one thing or many things. And since the object giving rise to the anger, in its very nature, has nothing to refer to, there is nothing there to refer to, there is nothing that is one, there is nothing that is many, there is nothing actually making it up. And since the object of the anger is like that, the anger itself is the same. It is neither one nor many. Its very nature is emptiness. That emptiness is what is referred to as transcendental knowledge, prajnaparamita. And the emptiness of the anger is prajnaparamita, and the emptiness of the object producing the anger is prajnaparamita. So we are in the amazing situation that someone who is extremely annoying for us and unpleasant provides us with the opportunity to meditate on prajnaparamita.
La gomba kaso se no jingi ten de yaye kamango. Simji tamje, the ne yadam de la gongo. Drago yadam de la gongo.
The explanation of the enemy being appearance and emptiness, and the anger being clarity and emptiness, are very important for the Vajrayana. In the Vajrayana, one meditates on the outer world of the environment as being the palace of the deity, and the inhabitants, namely sentient beings, as being the Yidam deities themselves. And among sentient beings, one meditates also on one's enemies as being the Yidam deity. If the enemy were truly existent, it would not be possible to meditate on that enemy as being a Yidam deity, this perfect being, nor would there be any purpose in it. And therefore, this understanding that the enemy actually has no inherent makeup is extremely important, an extremely important point to grasp. Of the four major types of erroneous thinking, or four main forms of misinterpretation that our mind falls into, one of them is called taking what is impermanent to be permanent. Or we could say it in another way, taking what has no duration to have duration. And the fact that we look at something which has no lasting quality at all and consider it to be lasting is something created by our thoughts. It is a conceptual imputation, a way our thought describes to us our experience. However, the object itself does not have this duration. The object with respect to which the idea of something being permanent is generated does not exist. The duration, any actual duration for the object is non-existent. And therefore, duration itself is non-existent, since the object to which one applies the idea of duration does not exist, the duration does not exist either.
Sama madhubhasena matamba madhubhare, tujo yinbhasena nika yang yang tapar madhubhare.
The second form of misinterpretation of our experience, or erroneous thinking, is taking what is unclean to be clean, or we could also say taking what is attractive to be unattractive. Oh, sorry, the other way around. Taking what is unattractive to be attractive. relatively speaking, there's something unclean or something unclean or unattractive exists in a relative sense, but since it does not exist authentically, since the object that one thinks of as being clean or unclean does not exist actually, then the cleanness or uncleanness that one relates to the object does not have any actual valid application. Another way of saying it would be that clean and unclean arise independence upon each other. Without the idea of clean, there would be no idea of unclean. Without the idea of unclean, there would be no idea of clean. And in existing only as comparative norms, neither of them exists in itself. The third form of misinterpretation of experience is taking what is actually suffering to be happiness. And in this case, since the particular situation that one that is actually a situation of suffering that one is taking to constitute one's happiness, since that situation itself is only conceptually created, it has no actual existence of its own. And since the object with respect to which the idea of its being happy, happiness, is generated does not exist, then the happiness which one, the idea of happiness which one applies to that situation has no valid application. It does not exist in any sense.
Dame bala dada tawe namdo te singe loge to be jebare namdo te miyer te dame pa imbala dada tawe sena namdo te miyer tangbore ma do bare tangbore mo ma do be sena mi ki me be sena ene namdo te yang ta ba rangi je ma do yang ta par ma do ba rangi je ma do ba mo be ma do ba.
The fourth form of misinterpretation by which we evaluate our experience is called taking what is not a self to be a self. So this thought is a misinterpretation because that very thing which is taken as being oneself has never been a self from the very beginning. It is nothing other than a thought one has, and the object to which that thought is supposedly referring has no inherent makeup. It does not exist with a single constituting element of any kind. It has no authentic existence, and since the object of the thought has no inherent existence. The idea of self has no inherent existence either. The objects with respect to which each of these four erroneous notions is entertained, these objects themselves do not exist with an inherent nature. They are emptiness. They are prajnaparamita. And the erroneous thoughts themselves do not exist authentically. They are emptiness. They are prajnaparamita.
Young Sinje lo tapa le ripa, Sinje lo le jepa ripa son somare. Sinje lo simba te lo simba serna tanda Sinje lo mare. Sinje malo bate Sinje lo mare. Pena Sanje yin, Sanje Sinje lo le deba re, Sinje lo yo mare. Sinje lo pa ta malo pa nil, Sinje lo yimba yang Sinje lo mare. Sinje lo yimba te, Sinje lo pa ta malo pa nil.
And some was a diet, he cannot die again. He's already dead.
There is a three-point analysis of this, or a three-point reasoning by which one could also analyze erroneous thinking. One would be to say that the erroneous thought that one has had is already finished, so it is not erroneous, it's finished. If one would consider that erroneous, it would be like saying someone has already died but is still alive. If you say the erroneous thought that is finished is still erroneous. So that's not the case. That is not erroneous, and a way of thinking which is not erroneous is not erroneous. For example, the Buddha. Buddha does not engage in misinterpretive thinking. And while one is having an erroneous thought, that does not exist either. That point in between the erroneous thought that finished and the previous erroneous thought and becoming free of erroneousness, that point does not exist either. That is to say, the time when one is actually forming an erroneous thought does not exist with any sort of inherent nature. Therefore, erroneous thinking does not exist.
Rang la lokta jeg lo sam. Kap kap su jinda la lokta do sam. Ta lokta la yen jeba tere. Lokta te rang la lokta yona. Lokta te jet tarve lokta re ya. Ma chi pa lokta re ya. Chi jin pa lokta re. Jet tarve lokta jet tarve ya ma. Jet tarve lokta jet tarve ya ma. Jet jet tarve re ga tarve. Ma chi pa te lokta yena. Tene Lokta kani machiba lokta yona, sanje laya lokta yona. Lokta che go. Lokta machiba lokta che yona, de ganga lokta che. De mai ba che yemba de lokta re sana. Lokta che yemba da che charwa da machiba ni de pata la che yemba lokta me ba. De sana lokta ma de ba. Lokta wasi che de ne ma.
There might be, in the same sort of sense, sometimes one might misunderstand oneself. Sometimes one is misunderstood by others. But sometimes even one has a wrong idea about oneself. Let's consider that case. At the time when a particular wrong idea about oneself has, when you have had it, when you have had that idea, then it's gone. That idea is now finished. So, since that wrong idea is already concluded, it doesn't exist. And a wrong idea which has not arisen yet is not a wrong idea. If one were to consider that a wrong idea, then even the Buddha would be erroneous, because then if wrong ideas that have not occurred yet are wrong anyway, then everything is wrong. And that point between where a wrong idea has been concluded and another has not yet arisen, where one is actually having a wrong idea, that is not established. That is not. That cannot be proven. That is not verifiably present as something existent, and therefore, there is no such thing as having wrong ideas about oneself.
Machi pare do, ye yimba re do, te ta na yang ki pare, te son ji tharwa te, ji tharwa re, dan te son mare, machi pa te, machi pa se na, dan te son mare, ji yimba te son ji yimba te, me ba re, ji tharwa ta machi pa ni je pa ta la, te son ji yimba me pa se na, ran la ne te son yo mare, ni na yang nam don don, tron ne te son, te son do sa.
Likewise, one could have various kinds of doubts. Sometimes it is a doubt that one has oneself, sometimes others may have doubts. Let's take the case of where it is your own doubt. Examine that to see whether the doubt is something that is you already have had, so it is finished, or it has not yet arisen, or you are having it now. You should examine that. If you had it before, then that doubtful thought is finished, so that's not a doubt. And if it is not arising right now, then that is not a doubt right now. And the point between what has finished and what has not yet arisen, that point between those two cases does not exist either. So you in fact have no doubt. you may consider doubt to be something truly existent, but this indicates that it has no true existence at all.
Namdo
Likewise, consider the case of your sitting in meditation, and there you are meditating on the shamatha, for example, and suddenly a thought arises, or you think you're thinking. If you think you are thinking, then then analyze this thought. Is it a thought which is already finished, or has not yet happened, or is it happening? If it's finished or has not yet happened, those are easy to see that that those are not thoughts, because they're not being thought. The difficult one is the one that the thought that is occurring right now. But in that brief interim between the thought which was finished and the one which has not arisen, there is nothing happening. There is nothing existing there. There is no thought happening.
Yoriyang takpa maipa la jikra chi, jikra la dhenpar khin te, jikra ngama la dhenpar khin ne, namto sima ke dhenpar khin ne, namto ngama la namto sima ke dhenpar khin, yang sima sima ke dhenpar khin te, turne juk dhiki. Tendra wo te namto dhenpar maipa, namto yang takpa mato pa la, yang takpa dhenpar khin te,
So, thoughts which are not truly existent, we take to be truly existent. This is our confusion. This is our deluded state of mind. To understand this, consider fear in a dream. The fear arises in the dream due to an object which is an appearance in the dream. It is a mere appearance in the mind. There is not actually anything there. However, as soon as one has had an instant of fear based on that object, then that instant of fear reinforces the next instant and carries over into the next instant. So in the next instant you also are afraid because you were afraid in the instant before. And the next instant after that, you're still taking the object as truly existent, so you're afraid because you were afraid the instant before. And in that way, one continues to reinforce the state and remain confused, remain in a state of delusion. That's how it happens. It is taking thoughts which are not authentically, which have no authentic validity, as having authentic validity. And because one did that in the previous instant, one does it again in the following and the following and the following and continues to do so. We should now recite this verse that Rinpoche has been explaining, so we should write it down in. So in English it said, all karmic acts occur in interdependence. I'll start the English sentence again. All karmic acts occur in interdependence. Then the second line says, unpleasant, unpleasant, and what is erroneous. Then third line, any such act is without inherent makeup. And therefore, afflicted states are not valid either. So we'll first recite it in English and then in French.
O karmic exuku in interdependence on pleasant, unpleasant, and what is erroneous. Any such act is without an inherent makeup and therefore afflicted states are not valid either.
Are there any questions?
Cheshin du nam tok ki madrupa jumsen hobe kare. Cheshin pe nam tok te madrupa jumsen hobe maso.
Ji yimba te ji charwa ta ma ji pe bata le ke ba tata ba tata ke ji ma me ba. Yana nam to ji charwa ta ma ji ba. Ke ba ke ji ma te thab te ne sam na ta.
No.
Rap te ne sam na ta na nam to ji ne bo na.
No.
Sanje ke sirje nam la ten nam ba tham chen chen bi hi ji ze pe den ba tru pe jum chen ta den rup ji jum chen ta den rup ji pe ma ze pe se na ten ne jo ma ta so ba
la
when it is taught that outer appearances are illusory, that's actually something the Buddha taught. The Buddha taught that because when the Buddha looked with his eye of wisdom at all the phenomena from form through omniscience, he didn't see anything that truly existed. He didn't see anything that existed from its own side. And so he said that everything is illusory. If you could find a reason that would prove that things did truly exist, if you could find a reason, an example of something that was truly existent, then you wouldn't say all phenomena, all appearances are appearance emptiness.
The mato tuna marepa, semje nelo saja chembo mato betuna, semje nelo saja chembo mato bakapso marekpare, semje nelo mato bakapso yijinam ki kandijina marekpare, marepa. Marekpate la chung karendo, le nyamunko inji yatayi, le dam korva jezi jezang inji le dam. Ramzong yihite. Ramzong yihite. kolo parpa chuke la tene semje ne lo voisa voisa dekhi ningbo yin se re semje ne lo de voisa re voisa dekhi ningbo to na ran re hi yin re ramzon hi yin re voisa dekhi ningbo yin re karpe yete zoba jo ramzon ge yehi tela tena kang jong re kang penge do se kar penge se na kar pu yun te kar pu yun te zang pu yun te tam che zo par jong re sa lan je ne kap ji yun te da sang je pe ne kap ji sang je ji yun te tam che zo par jong ma le pe jong re yunde kakhe jongla, kakhe jong matoba ten rao mare, kapu yunde zobar jong. Tona. Tatok tonla yehi me chunam sesar chalo son. Tatok tonla, ne long tatok tonla, ne long tatok wong do sena, yehi me son. Den kolo, yehi madro pa de, dene kolo parpe. Kolo parpa hirap je paro da simba tan tembare. Tatok ton la yehi me. Yehi la je na yang, yehi te yang, bene rangin je madropa, denbar madropa, rangin je madropa, rangin senji je madropa, ngobu madropa sena, yehi me. Yehi te la yang je, hirap je je na mini pare, te sena yehi me se je te, Kolo parpa la ma, mata ma che pakap, chonze che pakap, khinde che pakap somne, pene tanda tato ton la ikhi meba te, khirap che chonze che pakap sare, chonze che na ikhi yang mani bare, ikhi ta kawa do, silan dokam, nanglan dokam, luje, lepe nanglan dokam, minga nanglan dokam, kande do, khirap che na ikhi, khirap che mani bese na ikhi meba re. Chunam se satcha lo so, yehi mena tene sangje tu kade do. Zungzen je chunam, nam doke takpe chu, zungzen je chunam se gogno. Chunam se satcha lo so, chutam je nam do ta nam doke yor se gogno. Se sala cho lo so. Chor se je te sepe sala chor. Pena tanda namke yinne roke telen do na, Sai neba dzotsa de ma seya mudo ma saya mudo ya deke do se do se sar chor mo che ma sa ma sun ro sa la cha na sai neba dzotsa na ro ke te ne ya ya na na ka le deke se ke nai se sar chor lo so lo ta chu se sa te nam to ta nam do ke ta be chu tam che se sa la cha ko do se ko do so ya ya po la
The workings of rational consciousness inside. Now we've looked at the outer objects, so we can turn to the inner consciousnesses. And what Milarepa specifically sings is the focus here is the sixth consciousness, which is the rational consciousness, as opposed to the five sense consciousnesses of the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body. So why is the rational consciousness the one to focus on? Because it is what thinks. The five consciousnesses just perceive their objects in a non-conceptual way. They just register the perception, the experience. But they don't adopt or reject, they don't label the experiences. That's all what the rational consciousness, the thinking consciousness does. So it's moving, it's always moving. When there is no realization of the true nature of this mental consciousness, this rational consciousness, it is ignorance itself. So what's happening in the mental consciousness, the rational consciousness, is thoughts. Thoughts are happening. And what does ignorance with regard to the rational consciousness mean? It means that you think that the thoughts that are happening are real. You believe your thoughts truly exist. When you believe your thoughts truly exist, you follow them. And what follows thoughts is all karma and all affliction. So all of the positive and negative actions that sentient beings perform that keeps them in samsara, these are all produced by thoughts. They're all motivated by thoughts in the mental consciousness, the rational consciousness that the person has taken to be truly existent. So they perform some action based on what their thought is. And not only are they the source of all actions, of all karma, but they're the source of all affliction. Because when you have a thought and you think that thought truly exists, then it produces desire, produces anger, produces stupidity, produces all the mental disturbing emotions. So that's all when there's no realization. When there is realization, then this same mind, this same rational consciousness, when you now realize it directly, is self-aware original wisdom. It is self-arisen original wisdom. And it is the source of all positive qualities. So it's not the case that when you realize the true nature of mind, you get some qualities but not others. You get them all. All because they're all there to begin with. They're all there in the true nature of your mind. So that's the state of realization. The state of no realization is ignorance, kleshas, karma. The state of realization is self-arisen, self-aware, original wisdom, the Buddha nature, luminous clarity, the source of all qualities. That's when there is realization, that's what you realize. What is the ultimate nature? In the ultimate nature of reality, there is no wisdom. That's what the Buddha taught in the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma. The middle turning of the wheel primarily comes from the perspective of negation. So you have the stage of no analysis, where you don't negate anything that appears. You have the stage of slight analysis, when you negate everything that appears. You negate its true existence. And you have the stage of thorough analysis when you understand that whatever appears, its true nature is beyond any concept of what it might be. So when it says there is no such thing as wisdom, then that's coming at it from the perspective of the stage of slight analysis, because there's a negation in there. Let phenomena go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. you have to take phenomena, in this case, and bring them to the point of exhaustion, where they would just dissolve. And in this case, it's the phenomena of original wisdom and ignorance both. Neither one of them truly exists. So let them, take them as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said, means you take, it's like a rocket ship going up, up, up until it hits zero gravity. So take all your thoughts to zero gravity. Take them to the point where they just dissolve. I made a good example, didn't I?
Take some.
Tene to na rang zong ni hi yin ba tang ta to tong le hi me ba ni de garwa ma re ba san nan ga ga ma re to na rang zong yi hi to kwa te sem je ne lo to ba ka zo to na rang zong yi hi yin ba te de ne dro so ni ke ba re ju la ma ko lo sum ba hi cho ju la ma hi cho do re de hi nyim bu ten ben do de ta Jyula me hiye chun rao, dhruso ni hiye pare. Thato tongla me ba te kholo parpe hiye chur, tokpa la hirab je che na mani be se na ihi me par chiye pa, chonze che pe hiye chur tante pare. Chunam se sar cha lo sondu, Tene danda chu se nam do ge tok pe chu dan nam do se ge bu ten da re ta to de zo
You might wonder, first in this verse Milarepa sings, if realized, this mental consciousness, this rational consciousness, is self-awareness wisdom. And then at the end of the verse, he sings, in the end, in fact, there is no such thing as wisdom. So isn't that contradictory? To first say, it's wisdom, and to then say there isn't wisdom. It's not contradictory because they're basically just explanations coming from different perspectives. So the whole perspective of the third turning of the wheel is an affirmative perspective about what is the true nature of reality? Wisdom, original wisdom. Then though, if you investigate, you try to find out exactly what that is, then you use the middle turning's teachings of Prajnaparamita, and then you can't find any inherent nature in this wisdom. You can't find anything that has any essence. And that's the stage in the middle turning of slight analysis. And so when you see that they're just coming from different perspectives, one is describing wisdom, the other one is saying that this wisdom doesn't truly exist, doesn't have any inherent nature, then you see there's no contradiction.
So ne tembare pete so ya tanda sanje da sanje pe ne tanda drama so sanje ju kota metope me bolaye pe sanje jukota drama ka tombe drama la sopa e pete soya do sone ye pe pete ma pe goye
In the text called the Treatise on the Buddha Nature, which is from the perspective of the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, then also affirmative examples, positive examples, are used to describe how the Buddha nature exists in the mind of every sentient being. So it's explained that it's like a Buddha statue resting in the middle of a flower that you can't see. Or you could say it's like a beehive filled with honey that's covered with bees. In both those cases, you don't see the statue, you don't see the honey, but it's there. And that's the example for how the Buddha nature is the true nature of mind. When the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma describes emptiness and the emptiness of the true nature of mind, the example that's used is space.
Jungi Lutela, Nata Donga Telenjo. Mala Moma keep a gendo Jungi Lula Dember Hina Lul Nata Natsoba Tele Temper Donga Natsoba Telenjungri Nili Zoki Pombola Telenjungri Tona Lacus on Jokte Neloka Ton Tona Lacus on Jokte Dorje Tepe Lola La lak nan dong sung juk zo go gom be sena den lak to na lak sung juk de to to be tu na rang le de nan dong la nan dong yer mi je nan dong yer mi nan dong yer mi nan dong sung juk lak de pen na kolo den jo doje pa mon da go gon yan den rang le de kolo den jo na Dorje Pamantava, Nando Yemija Lakor, Lakor Shatogre. Tona Mato na Dembarhin and then a Tamar Jelure. Tamar Hemba Dobersi Ranlu Lanton, Nanton Len Yemija Lakosun Judo Tona, Carpegno. Tamar Hemba Dobersi Lula Shadan Tado Shemba, Dordo Shemba, Mazamba Hemba Te Dopar Segre Pongre. Tato tona lumete, Nelon tato tona carre, Nelon tato tona luyomare. Te carre, Malam de Lundaur, Malam de Lute, Mane Yomare inaya, Malam moma hippa capso, Denbari chamber, Nam dog dripte, Lu Denba tropa, Shatra do, Tropandaware. Tato tondo. Then a nailog la melango hip and our luma dobre. Tindran kata tagoson, pecare. Tain tang travel nam kale, tain tang travel nam kala, nam katenila, mola trema mapa number tabare, tindran kata tagoson,
The next verse is about the body. When you don't realize the true nature of the body, it's four elements that constitute it, that you compulsively take on, meaning you have no choice when you have mental afflictions and then you accumulate karma, then that produces a particular body that you get. When you don't realize the body's true nature, when you think it truly exists, then the body is four elements: earth, water, fire, and wind. And because you think that these four elements truly exist, you produce sickness and suffering for yourself. So it is the lack of realization of the true nature of the body that produces sickness and suffering, physical sickness and suffering. But if you train in deity meditation, where you visualize yourself as appearance emptiness, the body of the deity, like Vajrayogini or Chakrasambhara, then you can realize the body's true nature, and it is appearance emptiness, the body of a deity. So union means appearance emptiness in union, and that is the body of the deity. Now you could meditate on the body as just being as it ordinarily appears, and meditate on that being appearance emptiness. But the point of meditating on your body as being a deity, you know, this different shape, color, everything, is, as it says in the next line, to replace the common assumption you entertain. So we think our body has to look like this, right? That's our common notion. But meditating on the body as being a deity body helps us to know the body doesn't have to look like that. It's not established in that way. It's not fixed. So that's why we train in that type of practice. But the main point is to recognize appearance emptiness. And in the end, in fact, there is no such thing as body. It's as rarefied as a cloud-free sky, he taught. As pure as a cloud-free sky is what he taught. So this is the true nature of the body is like space, free of clouds. It's like a body in a dream. When you dream and you don't know you're dreaming, your body seems to be made out of something, out of flesh and blood. But when you know you're dreaming, you know that that flesh and blood has as much substance as space. And so it's as pure as space.
Takes
on that.
Then Kolo Parpale Tongba ni Gomba ne Namka Gomba o Sumbar Tony Gomba the Namka Gomba dra Sumba Tundu Songyir.
In the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, the Buddha taught meditating on emptiness is like meditating on space. So if you want to know what meditating on emptiness is like, you can get a good idea of it by thinking about what is space.
ta somba do ne jin po mo am de da gele ta ne je ba do ne jin po me na wa te ma to tu na do yin de ton san ba do je par se to na ge na chu chong de na so ngo do che le jo ta to ton la la de me nam do te te ro wa
mala
nam do se sa chu lo son hi sa lo son do am de ne jin Pota moye namande, ngatsu pomu namdo de la tene de donde ya, tsam tsam poyin ba moye namdo rao shakre. Do no jen pomu namande. De dan doje ne lo mato putu na, no jen pomu dosu doire, doyende. De dan doire. Ton samba to jeba se ton samba da ne ba jeba da ton samba da chomdru ton ba da parjo na so se gre to na gen na chu chu de na so ngo do chi len jo ne lo ke ton to na de da ke ke ne lo to na ge ge te so ge mare de mare chi song re chi song da ore Malare Balaya Tanda De Dagi Tambo Chondro Ting Yoma Chuson Sujur. Tereng Chinga Sijida Tambo De Dagi Chondro Tembare Jesu Chusongre Malare Puchusong Tereng Chinga Sij. Tona Gainam Chuchonte Chuchonte Karasigre Nazo Mudro Tilejo Tanda Namdo Don Tumbenji Tumondo Tumondo Na ngodrup na tso ngodrup, ngodrup na tso bata. Ngodrup na tso bata. Na tso bata ngodrup chi na, chi la de nam chi jingi. Na tso ngodrup, ngodrup na tso te, tanda chi kwa, chik jo chore. Chik se na nga tso te na, marang ra wi na, ngodrup na tso chi le jo ko le la kare. Chirang so kare kare. Tato tona lande me, ne tunda ne lo tato wong to say na, la madrop de ma, la min de me, lande me. Lande me, he padam kolo pa bakapso, mata maje bakapso, malang oma he begin the lande here. Jose je bakapso, la tande nika meba madropre, la y jumse mini de jumse jen the minibre. Lande me. When I say but so good, Lady Kalingamado, Consul Samno Dana, Lady Jim Jigamado, may think a Jenna, Lady Yabata Tomados. Tato Tona Lady me. Lady me bate, Tenebe Lady me batean Umelola, Colo Pabellola, Jose, Jipper Captain Tabare, Lady me. Nando says, Sir Jalos, Lady me not the name. Lade me nantane karzogodo. Lade nam dote sekodo. Lade nam dose sarjaloso. Lade me na lade nam dote yang seya yang dem tada lade me na seya yomare. Lade zungze janam doran sharan donore. Shiram nimbole marepa me marepa seba me. Ne gashi me gashi sepe pardo. Tonta ni la jate kanga la jate kore, teta che kore. Mane ne lo la marekba mebe se na seba iyo mare, gaki mebe se na gaki seba iyo mare, teta ndaro. Nam to se sar cha lo song song bate, tene tato da rancha rando ndaro. Ya, tisuma.
Tene chu chong le ngudrup kande jungire?
Chu chong ka ngudrup tegire. Terenjing ala ti nam ta logo do malare petine loma cha pa kapso kela nam rede ke ngodo rede po ba
ha na sa
ay
na sa
te tereng ma loko ba
na sa
te lo lo so ko do kare ke ngodo kare ko
sa na sa
ka ke ke nor ju ma do ka ke ke re ti ma do la so ba te po mo nga ke ke le na ye
na sa
ha te ya ba la tene ko so ngodo do na tere ma yang do
na sa